Welcome to the Best Of series on Highland, as we reflect back on some of the memorable moments of 2018. In episode 3, Harps return to the Premier.
It's a great night, you know, it's a good achievement for a bunch of lads in there, you know, that gave everything, especially since the break in June. You know, they decided, not us, they decided to go and try and get something out of the season, and they did, and they ended up getting promoted here tonight.
We look at top flight League of Ireland Premier Division football coming back to Donegal in 2019 and how that promotion was achieved. Just a year after being relegated, Finn Harps are back among the big boys of Irish football. They secured promotion with a 3-0 two-legged win over Limerick FC at the end of the season.
34, almost 35, here's an opportunity. Deavers breaks into the area and there's a penalty. It's a penalty to Finn Harps. Finn Harps have the chance to go in front in this promotion relegation playoff. And it's Paddy McCourt who's going to take the spot kick, making his final home appearance for Finn Harps. The whistle goes, here comes Paddy McCourt, it's going to be right footed. And it's into the bottom corner, and Finn Harps have the lead. Paddy McCourt, nonchalant, tucks the ball into the bottom corner. Tommy Holland was sent the wrong way, and Finn Harps lead by a goal to nil. Because Keith Cowan won the header, up to Nathan Boyle, ball in towards Mark Timlin, inside the area, chance for Mark Timlin, goal for Finn Harps! Mark Timlin has scored a goal for Finn Harps! Visitors are in front, and injury time at the end of the first half. Declan, Keith Cowan won the ball, Nathan Boyle was fed the pass into Mark Timlin, and as the Finn Harps supporters are way to our left, who are celebrating.
Oh, what a goal, what a goal, what a time to score a goal, 46 minutes on the clock, what a time to score.
Harps win possession back, and that's a great ball from John Kavanagh. Nathan Boyle racing into the box. Shot comes in from Nathan Boyle, and Nathan Boyle has found the bottom corner at the back of the net. And Finn Harps, Declan Boyle, are going back into the Premier.
Oh, what a goal, what a goal. Brilliant, superb. And then the run from Nathan Boyle, he came short, and then he went long. John was on the right hand side, the right fullback, played it in behind the defender. Nathan Boyle's movement, he lost the defender, ran into that channel. Still had a lot to do, cute angle, and I just pinged it straight across the goalkeeper into the far side. Looks like Harps are back in the Premier League. Happy days.
Well, happy days. The fans behind the nets are on their feet. They're waving their blue and white scarves.
Harps were full value for that fantastic win in the second leg away at Markets Field. Having suffered relegation, not many had tipped Harps to bounce back. Manager Ollie Horgan and assistant Paul Hegarty done a remarkable job in putting together a squad for the year that included bringing in four new players mid-season. The second half of the campaign seen Harps beaten just once in 15 competitive games from the end of June to the start of November. That defeat was in the Cup to the best side in the country this year, Dundalk, who ran out Premier Division and FAI Cup winners. On that night in Limerick, the Harps' passion was very evident after the final whistle, with Mark Timlin and firstly Captain Keith Cowan.
Nice days, don't come along too often. A few of the boys in the dressing room experienced that, and myself experienced that 3 years ago down here. I suppose in Finn Park, we're actually eventually finished up. But it was fantastic. I thought to a man tonight, we were absolutely brilliant. Everybody dug in deep when we had to. We knew that Limerick were definitely going to put it up to us. You know, they have that experience of being in the Premier Division and having to raise their game when needs be. And but I thought tonight we really dug in, and I thought we were superb.
Mark, congratulations. What a feeling.
Brilliant. I was just saying to some of the boys in there, like, that's the best feeling I've had coming off a football pitch, in fairness. Like, it's brilliant for the club and all, and everyone that came down the night, and for the group of boys as well, like, because, you know, we've put in a lot of work since January, February, like pre-season, I'm delighted.
Well, listen, you've had your injury troubles this season, Mark. Yeah. You were playing well as well when you picked up that injury, but listen, tonight you've written your name into a wee bit of Harps folklore with that goal.
I wasn't playing the best, so up until about halfway through the season, I know I started hitting a bit of form, and then I got injured. I done my medial and my knee, and sort of was struggling. Rushed to come back to play that Drogheda game. and probably done a bit more damage to it, and you know, sort of played through the pain barrier and all tonight just to be part of it, and not happy with the goal.
And it came at the end of a good move, Nathan playing you in, yeah, into the box. You got on your left foot again, and you were always going to find the net with that one.
No, definitely. I mean, it's the perfect time to score, you know, and knock the stuffing out of them, definitely. And to be fair, when we came down, you know, we knew it was going to be a tough game, but we felt that if we got that goal, if we got the first goal, that, you know, we'd probably go on and win the game, and that's the way it panned out, so we're happy enough.
And listen, you saw it out in the second half, and then Nathan Boyle's goal, it sealed the deal in the end, didn't it?
I definitely did. Nathan's been brilliant since he's come in too. Like, he's given us a whole new dimension. Like, he's all on runner and behind, and you know, the boys knew that if they can slide the ball down the side, he's nobody going to catch him. That was a brilliant finish, in fairness to him.
Pat Dolan, season observer of the League of Ireland scene. You've just seen Finn Harps get promoted, and they deserved it.
Listen, it was a masterclass. I think that any national league that doesn't have a team from Donegal in it, it's not really a national league, is it? Because the love and passion for the beautiful game in Donegal is incredible. And I take my hat off to Ollie and Hegsy. I mean, these guys are just so genuine. They give so much. And you know what? They're just great football people. And they're great at their job. In a modern football world where everyone's doing it for the money, I think Ollie and Hegsy just stand out as just guys that just love the game, love the passion, love the glory. And it's a wonderful night for Finn Harps, wonderful night for Donegal.
We came down here on the back of a 1-0 victory, and they got another great victory, and they deserved it.
Well, I mean, you know, when you have so much pressure in these games, when it's do or die, when, you know, if you have a bad result or an unlucky night, then suddenly the whole work you've done the whole season goes out the window. But listen, you know, I'm biased. I think now, I just talked to Ollie there now, and I said, listen, all he has to do now is sign 11 Inish Ironman, and you'll win the league next season.
Since Ollie Horgan took the reins as manager, Harps got promoted in 2015, stayed up in 16, relegated 17, and promoted this year. The Harps boss says the players, in a big way, bought into getting the club back up to the Premier.
Look, I mean, obviously the group of lads got together and you know, decided to you know, gel and work together to achieve something for themselves as well as the club. And to be fair to them, they got promoted, which was obviously our aim at the start of the season. Or certainly our aim was to stay within touching distance of it. You know, should we fall, you know, a little bit short. Should we get up? We got up. And to be fair to them, you know, I think they themselves bought into it, as opposed to, you know, anyone waving a magic wand or anything like that. If you want to compare it with other years, you know, the 3 years ago when we got up with a bunch of lads that also bought into something, you know, we got up by the skin of their teeth. It was a massive achievement for the club and the group of players that were there then. This time, we probably got up a little bit more comfortably in the playoff part of it anyway, to put it that way to you. But both the last time, and I'm sure this time, we'll take with the difficulties that lie ahead. Like,
I mean, you were pointing to the teams that you were going to be coming up against in the first division, Ollie. Galway and Drogheda went down with Harps, but Cove were already there. Longford, Shelburne, UCD, all teams who were fairly well established in the first division and doing their best to try and get out of there.
Yeah, I think looking back at it, like, UCD probably went under the radar initially in the first series of games on the basis that they had a lot of experience despite their young age. They'd been together quite a lot. Some of them had been together since the last time we were in the playoff three and a half years ago, where we beat UCD, and a number of them were and are still there in this first division season that just finished. They deserved that they won it, without doubt. You know, we couldn't beat them. We played them three times. We got a draw up in Belfield and the Bettis, you know, the other two times. So we'd no complaint about it. You know, we were delighted to get second place, and that itself was an achievement, you know, with the likes of what Shelburne had and what Shelburne added to it. Drogheda had a great season, and Longford on their day, Longford, as we know, you know, could blow you out of the water, as they did to us, as they did to UCD, both away from home from their point of view. And, you know, Cove had come into it last year having finished in second place with no playoff 12 months ago. There was no relegation promotion playoff because we'd have been in it on the way down, if you like, from the Premier Division. But it's hard to compare the two. I think probably the side this year got up a little bit more comfortably through the playoffs, as opposed to, you know, the last minute goal that BJ scored, albeit 3.5 years ago.
Yeah, and the team that started off the season in 2018, Ollie, it was very different to the one that came down from the Premier Division. There were a lot of departures and new faces coming in. And the start, it was sluggish, wasn't it? First six games, I was looking back on the fixtures, two defeats in those first six games, two draws, two wins. So not the most impressive start.
No, but, like, you know, you're playing decent sides. Like, this, it's a serious division. You know, God knows what we're going into now as regards in the Premier Division. But we had a new side, yeah. There was a number of them there from last year. You know, the likes of Kieran Geller, Kieran Coll was there. Gareth Harkin was there. The rest of them, well, Keith came back in after his serious injury. He came back in, but the rest of the team was the nucleus of the new side. Kieran O'Connor had been there the previous year for half the season, and he came back in for another half the season, if you like. But, you know, we needed to take in players that were hungry, players with a bit of legs about them, and thankfully it worked, you know, from our point of view or Paul Hegarty's point of view. But, you know, the course are going to be twists and turns in it, like, you know.
And a lot of people will then point to what went on the July transfer window. You were able to bring in new faces then, Ollie, some very astute signings, and I'm sure that was probably a big turning point in the season. Were there any other factors as well that changed things in your mind?
Yeah, without doubt. Like, I mean, I think on the 17th of June, the last game before the break, we played against UCD at home. We felt if we won that, you know, we could kick on. First half were very good. I think we had a goal disallowed. Martin had a goal disallowed for being offside, and that's not a complaint. The second half, they wiped us off the pitch. I think Georgie Kelly scored two. Darragh Connor scored two. Sorry, Georgie got one, and deservedly went out 3-1. And then you had 2 weeks to try and get your head around, you know, how they improve. But to be fair to the lads we took in, you know, they brought with a lot of hunger. Like, Nathan Boyle had been there before and came back in with huge hunger. You know, he wasn't going through any emotions there. Jacob Barr came in, Timmy came in, you know, they added a lot to it. You know, John Kavanagh came in alone from Cork, and yeah, that helped us massively. But also, I remember the game after that, when we returned after the break, we won up in Cabinteely in a game that could have gone either way. They had a great chance to go 1-0 up. They pulled the ball just across Kieran Gallagher's goal across the far side. Kieran made a good save as well, and we narrowly won 1-0. Jesse Davis got us a penalty that Mikey Play scored. It could have gone anyway, and then we went up to Drogheda a week later, and Jonathan scored in the last minute of the game, where we could have been 2 or 3 down. And that little bit of luck kind of went our way, and we built on it, and we grew a bit of confidence, you know. And we didn't lose a league game, if you like, since. And we still haven't, to get, you know, with the season over now. Like,
yeah, that long unbeaten run ended with the club, well, finishing second place and behind UCD, just 3 points off the top spot in the end, Ollie. But you were facing an end to a playoff meeting with Drogheda, and again the match in Drogheda, not the best performance from your team, but Nathan Boyle scored what proved to be a crucial equaliser.
Yeah, that was, you know, telling more turning points. Like, we had previous to that, about a month earlier, we'd gone to UCD where we had to win to try and get automatic promotion, if you like. We went 1-0 up, Gareth Harkin put in a corner, I think Keith scored at the back post, and then we conceded with about 10 minutes ago, and UCD won the league and deservedly won it in that night. We knew from then, even though we had the game against Cabinteely, the last league game, we knew from then, which was a long way out, that we were in the playoffs. We knew we were going in as semi-finalists in the playoff and not in the third and fourth place. That had to play a quarter final, if you like, in the scheme of things, as in a cup competition. We had no competitive game for a number of weeks, and, you know, we no matter what we did, we played a friendly against the Army side, and we tried to keep training at a high tempo. But, you know, the players with no focus at the end of the couple of weeks, we knew we weren't in great nick going up to Drogheda for a whole lot of reasons, mainly the reasons that we hadn't played a competitive game effectively since Belfield a month earlier. Now, we didn't play well up in Drogheda, and they went ahead. I think Kieran Kelly scored for them from a corner kick. They could have gone 2-0 up, and we weren't going well, and we looked like, you know, we'd have been lucky to get out of there with a narrow defeat. But to be fair to Nathan Biley, came on, and maybe in a couple of minutes he scored what proved to be a huge goal to get a draw that we probably didn't deserve, and we kicked on from there. And to be fair, we probably didn't look back from that little bit of luck that went our way, but we needed that little bit of luck to go away, because Drogheda, you know, are a damn good side, and will be, you know, I'm sure will be a huge force in the first division this year.
Ahead of the Limerick game, Ollie, I sensed a wee bit of frustration on your part at the fact that, you know, supporters and pundits seemed to be losing the run of themselves. I'd suggest that Harps were going to be playing a Limerick team who had been struggling so much in the Premier Division that Harps were going to go into that one as firm favourites.
Look, you know, Limerick, we'd seen Limerick play, we watched a lot of footage of them, like, and both myself and Paul, and, you know, they're the proper players, like, the, you know, I went through them, you know, the likes of Billy Denny is a Premier Division player by a mighty Sean Kelly, we all know. Like, I think we probably won the two-legged playoff at home by a mile on the basis that we weren't good. Limerick totally outplayed us, but we got away with a Paddy McCord penalty to win 1-0. We didn't deserve that. But it set us up, if you like, not having played well and still had a narrow lead to take with you to Limerick. But in Limerick, to be fair to the group, you know, it was probably one of the better performances of the year, and we thoroughly deserved to win that game. I know King Coleman had a corner kick, a header that was either cleared off the line or off the post, I can't remember which, at Nilal. And I thought from there on we were the better side. But in Ballymathay in the first leg on that Monday night, you know, anyone watching that would have realised what quality Limerick had. But it didn't go their way, and we got out of jail without doubt, both in the first leg in Drogheda of the semi-final and in the first leg in Ballymathay of the final.
It must have been hugely satisfying for you, Ollie, as to lead the team out again into the Premier Division. It was another tough season. There were a lot of ups and downs during the campaign, but once again, Harps delivered the goods.
Yeah, in particular down the Marcusfield, we played well. You know, probably, you know, one of the few games all year that we'd won with 10 minutes to go, if you like. You know, but you know, it was a huge achievement for the management team there. You know, without doubt that put their heart and soul into this for basically for the love of it. A group of players that decided that they would gel together and bond together and fight tooth and nail for the club and the supporters. But the reality of it was, like, when the final whistle went in the Marcusfield, you know, personally, you know, 3 years ago when BJ Bender scored the winning goal, there was a huge amount of excitement, without doubt, you know, of looking ahead. And this time there was a fair, you know, there was a fair reality check. Personally, I didn't go and celebrate with the group that went down to the way end. You know, I may be way off the pitch. I did one or two interviews after it, and I think the reality is, regards what's ahead of us, you know, while we knew it was going to be difficult 3 years ago, you know, we now know how difficult it is. And like the following morning, we're on the phone trying to generate different things to try and stay in this Premier Division, and that was really the reality of it. Maybe we were too harsh on ourselves, but, you know, unless people can get behind us and to try and buy into something, the achievement of that group of players down the Marcusfield could quickly be undone. You've got to understand the reality of where we're at. We're expected to compete with nearby clubs, Sligo and Derry, who have multiples of your budget. And we will, you know, but that doesn't mean we'll beat them in any manner. And, you know, it's the reality of it is that, you know, we need investment, we need businesses and the corporate area to come behind us and to try and give us a fighting chance of competing with those clubs, because it will be very difficult. We know it firsthand in a 12-team league. Now it's a 10-team league. But to be fair to the group of players, the last time that got us up, they also kept us up 12 months later. And that was probably, in hindsight, something we didn't view as being a huge achievement, but it certainly was. And a lot of those players that got us up 3.5 years ago deserve huge credit for keeping us up the year after.
Is it as difficult as ever, Ollie, in attracting players to Harps? I mean, are things different on that front compared to 3 years ago when you were first in the Premier Division as a manager?
It's now a 10-team league, right, where you play each team four times, so 36 games. And the underdog, if you like, can win every so often. But over 36 games, you know, in general, the teams with the bigger budgets finish first, second, third, fourth, and all the way down. Bulls are probably the only exception to that maybe achieved a higher position than what their budget is. Our budget would be the lowest budget if I take UCD out of it, who offer scholarships and had a brilliant setup with Jeremy McNally there as regards offering education, which is expensive, and accommodation in Dublin, which is way more expensive. So it's difficult to judge their budget. But other than that, we've got the least budget by a mile in that division, and that would mean by rights that you finish by a mile off it. Stranger things have happened, but we have taken a number of players in, lads that they're no world beaters, but they want to play in the Premier Division, and they're good lads that will give all to the club to try and keep us up there. We probably needed to keep all the players we had, and we haven't in that manner, that we've lost a player who's been with us 10 years to a nearby club, and we wish him nothing but the best in what he has given to us. But we need to replace him and to add to it, to have any chance of staying into it. But that costs, and, you know, there's nobody going home there with money in their pocket, Dermot. Least of all, the managements are the board, and it's just really, we've gone around the county to try and promote what we're trying to do. And, you know, we've a very good underage setup with the under-17s winning the cup in the league. The new stadium is coming on board. It'd be an awful pity if we didn't have Premier Division football for those young players when they come through.
Yeah, and did you feel it was a pity as well, Ollie, that given the success of the team in 2018 against the odds, some might suggest that none of your players were recognised on a national level in terms of being selected on the league's team of the year?
I don't think that there's anything to. I don't care about that, to be honest with you. You know, I'm not one for awards. Neither of the lads are in there. It's not about individuals or anything like that. Now, funny enough, I think Daniel O'Reilly, who we signed, was on that team. So we had one now, if you like, coming in. But no, maybe the lads themselves, you know, some of them probably felt, you know, that they deserved to be on that team. I don't particularly care. It's none of our business. Who, you know, the players voted for whoever they felt, you know, deserved to be on that team. And we hadn't really any huge outstanding individuals, you know, bar Paddy McCourt, who, you know, struggled with injury towards the end of the year. And it just was a testament to the team that they still got promoted, despite what she said. But I might be wrong on that, but I think Daniel O'Reilly was actually on that team who we signed. So at least we've one player there now that we didn't have. But no, look, that's irrelevant. I really couldn't give a jot about awards for the players. And to be fair to them, I think it is irrelevant. The goal we had was to try and get near promotion. And to be fair to them, they achieved that.
Coming up in part two, we'll hear from club officials and supporters at Finn Park in this Highland special on Harp's return to the Premier.